This is the brief on the ISSB standards and enterprise value. Now, there are obviously a ton of sustainability reporting frameworks out there, but the ISSB standards really stand out because they treat sustainability not as some PR exercise, but as an absolute core driver of a company's financial bottom line. First, the ISSB takes a really strict financial materiality perspective, focusing only on decision-useful information for investors. Think of financial materiality like a ruthless VIP bouncer at a club. You know, it completely turns away general corporate good deeds and only lets in the data that actually moves the needle on financial returns, meaning information only gets past the bouncer if hiding it would literally change how investors buy, sell, or lend. Second, how do we actually define that financial value? Well, the standards use a concept called prospects. Whenever you hear the ISSB talk about prospects, they're essentially just talking about enterprise value, specifically an entity's expected cash flows, its access to finance, and its cost of capital over the short, medium, and long term. Finally, these standards map out exactly how sustainability impacts those prospects, since a company absolutely cannot deliver financial value in a vacuum. But here's the really crucial insight. This materiality isn't just set in stone, it shifts. For example, if a supplier in your value chain is suddenly hit by strict new greenhouse gas regulations, boom, that environmental issue instantly becomes a hard financial risk that alters the company's enterprise value. Ultimately, under the ISSB standards, environmental and social factors are only relevant when they translate into the concrete risks and opportunities that shape a company's financial future.